For more on the president's proposal, we're joined now by Wendell Primus. He's with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a think tank here in Washington. Mr. Primus, those personal reemployment accounts that are included in the proposal, are they serious or is that a serious proposal, or would you call it a sweetener that's sort of thrown in to win support for this stimulus plan?
It is an innovative proposal, but I think it is really more of a sweetener and an excuse not to extend unemployment benefits to the 1 million workers who have exhausted all of their federal and state unemployment benefits and still out of work. The Senate passed this afternoon an extension of unemployment insurance. They did what the president wanted, but they didn't provide any additional weeks of benefits to those 1 million long-term unemployed. And this personal reemployment account is not going to help those workers until the end of the year, because Congress has to consider it. Then the states have to do something because it's really a block grant to states. And then by the time the states implement it, 9, 10, 11 months are going to go by.
Well, what's the advantage of these personal reemployment accounts?
The advantage is they put more pressure on the worker to take the initial job offer, to not go through a lengthy job search, to try to find a job that best matches the worker's abilities and skills, but put a lot of pressure on the worker to take the job, because if he takes the first offer, you get the rest of that account of up to $3,000.
Would it be a complex idea for states to implement?
Yes, it's going to take some time. They're going to have to decide which of the many unemployed workers actually get assistance. I mean, there's roughly 1 million workers that will exhaust benefits each quarter. So the states have to design a mechanism for picking which of the unemployed would be eligible for this account. They've got to set the benefit level, and then they've got to decide which reimbursements are legitimate. Child care, job search are some of the things the president mentioned, but there's still going to have to be accounting details on which of those are eligible for reimbursement out of this account. And is it really the worker's account? Where does this account set? Can you draw a check on it? How does it work?
If this is a sweetener, what about the rest of the president's plan? What might be up for negotiation? What is the White House unlikely to compromise on?
Well, I think in any package that any president sends to the Congress, it's all a negotiation to some extent. I think this plan is tilted way too much to the wealthy, and there's going to be a negotiation between Republicans and Democrats about who should get the benefits of these tax cuts, whether more of it should be directed to middle and lower income taxpayers. Another issue that's completely missing from the package is that there's no relief to state governments that are hurting right now, so that they don't have to cut child care and other services to their constituents.
Will it stimulate the economy as it's supposed to do?
Unfortunately not. I mean, if it's going to take 9-10 months to actually implement these reemployment accounts, it's not going to do nearly as much stimulus as if the Congress had passed today 13 additional weeks for the 1 million who have exhausted everything.
Thanks very much, Mr. Primus. Wendell Primus is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities here in Washington, D.C.